A small American team of military, law enforcement, and hostage negotiators is arriving in Nigeria today to help the girls. For more on that effort, I'm joined by U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. Thank you for joining us.
And thank you for having me.
Give me your best assessment as of this evening of where the girls are.
Gwen, I wish I could tell you where the girls are. I don't think we have an answer to that, and I know the Nigerians don't have an answer to that. They have been missing for more than 24 days, and I think the question that everyone has is where are the girls?
There has been some speculation that they have been split up in different locations.
We have heard that speculation that some may have been taken across the border into neighboring countries or maybe in different locations inside of Nigeria in the forest and also in some small villages. But again, this is all based on rumor and information that we've not been able to confirm.
Everybody from your boss, Secretary of State Kerry, this morning to the President of the United States have said the U.S. will do all it can do. What can the U.S. do?
We will do all we can do, and the president has instructed us to do that. We are starting by sending a multi-dimensional team in that will include the military, civilians, individuals that can work with the Nigerians on how to negotiate and how they can approach returning the girls without harming them.
I know you're a diplomat rather than a military person, but does this mean we're not going to have any kind of military intervention in this situation?
At this time, there are no plans that this is a military intervention. We are sending military advisors in to work beside the Nigerians and provide advice and support to the Nigerians in their efforts to retrieve these girls.
What about satellite and drone imagery? That might help.
The Nigerians have asked, and this is something that we are considering not drones, but satellite imagery. There's commercial satellite imagery that could be available to assist in this effort, and it's something that's being considered.
You just mentioned that the Nigerians have asked for that help. There seemed to be some delay in the U.S. offer of help in this situation and Nigeria's willingness to accept it. What was that gap about?
We have not delayed in offering the Nigerian assistance. We started working with the Nigerian government on providing assistance several months ago. We have had conversations with military elements as well as the National Security Advisor. I was out in Nigeria in December with General Rodriguez and other team members from USAID. We had some very productive discussions with the Nigerians on how we might be able to assist. Some of that assistance has already been provided to the Nigerians in terms of helping them coordinate their own intelligence information, giving them advice based on our own experience in having dealt with counterinsurgencies in Iraq and Afghanistan.
So you're speaking specifically about a cooperation on the part of the U.S. and the Nigerian government to contain Boko Haram.
Yes.
Boko Haram has been a problem for some time. So what progress has been made in that joint effort?
As you know, back in November, the U.S. government made a decision to sanction Boko Haram, and so they are on our terrorist list, and that gives us the ability to look at what kind of financing they have, and also to look at flows of money that they may have going in their direction. This is a difficult task, as they are basically a group of bandits that are hiding among populations, and it's made it very difficult for the Nigerians to capture them.
I think it's fair to say the U.S. and other nations knew all of that about Boko Haram before November, so why did the designation not happen until then?
I think we started working on it long before November. It's a long process to make a designation, and the efforts that went into getting that designation done finally was completed in November.
You have to explain to people who don't know what you're talking about, like me, what is the long process? What takes so long when the actions are so obvious?
Yeah, we have to, one thing, we have to make sure that we have it right. The people we're making the decision to put on the list, it has to go through a process with the Department of Treasury, with the Department of Justice, and all of the work that needed to go into that process was done and led us to come to the decision to make the designation in November.
We are now aware of al-Qaeda affiliates, cells, however you want to describe them, at work not only in Nigeria but also in Sudan and Somalia. Is there a coordinated regional effort to try to break that up?
I think regionally we have had a number of discussions with the African Union and with regional players across the continent to address the scourge of terrorism that is taking place in a number of locations, whether it's in Somalia and Kenya with Al-Shabaab, with the counter-LRA effort, and also with Boko Haram and AQIM and al-Qaeda. I think that it has to be a multi-regional effort, and we are certainly working with our partners across Africa to address this issue.
Do you feel that you're making progress?
I think we're making slow progress, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Linda Thomas-Greenfield, Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, thank you so much for helping us out.
And thank you very much for having me.